What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 43. Welcome to the premiere of Season 3, everybody. I honestly must say from the very beginning, I didn't think I'd make it this far. And we are at Season 3. I am flabbergasted, I am humbled, I am grateful, I am excited, and just utterly proud of myself for my dedication. I have overcome a lot of hurdles and obstacles in the past freaking 3 to 4 years, and I have stayed consistent with this podcast, and welcome to the next chapter of Late with Nate. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to all my listeners, all the OGs, all the new ones. I hope everybody is going to have a happy and safe holidays, and as you guys know, I like to start my season right before the beginning of the year just to manifest positive energy so we step into the next year on a good note. And I am excited to show y'all the new adventures and the new ideas that I've got going on. Lately, I've been so wrapped up in the apartment that I really haven't had time to, focus on, like, my other hobbies, except for, like, this, and, you know, I got my OnlyFans, and then my Twitter, but, I'm really gonna focus on my book next year, or this year, I should say, this year coming up, and focus on saving. I've been having the hardest time saving because it's like, you know, shit is expensive. Like, stuff is expensive. So I am really going to make a mission to save. One, because I want to get more tattoos, and then two, because, like, I want to do more stuff, like, outside the house, you know? Like, I can only bring so much to the house. But speaking of shit that I bought, shout out to Temu, because they really have some dope-ass shit. And they had this really cool, I got this really nice Christmas outfit. It's actually quite fire, I'm not gonna lie. I might post it, but I might not. I'm just, in this time of my life, I've been on social media since I was like 16, 17. So being almost 30 now, I'm just kind of like over the crave of it. So now I'm more private, like, the older I'm getting, so I don't post as much. Like, I haven't posted my birthday in about 2 years on Instagram. I just don't make the post anymore because it's like nobody cares, you know? Nobody's checking on me like that. Nobody's, you know, I have my Soul Collective and my Soul Family that's with me, and like, we hang out, they check on me, like, they spend time with me, so, it's, like, just, like, random strangers on Instagram. Like, I don't have that effect of, like, when I post something and it's, like, oh, a bunch of people just, like, drooling over me. Nor do I really want that, but it's just, like, you know, people post on social media to get attention. And I've realized the older I've been, I'm a very private person, so. I don't post anymore, but it's, like, you know what? It's okay. I do want to get into manifesting. I feel like I'm not saying the word right, but like I'm breaking it down, but it sounds weird. But I am trying to manifest or focus on manifesting in 2024, like all art forms, both through positive thinking, being kinder to myself mentally, like, you know how we talk to ourselves and how we're hard on ourselves, but then like we're not hard on somebody else. So I want to learn how to be nicer to myself mentally, manifest through writing my book / journal, and I want to, if I do get back on social media, I want to start manifesting, like, I want to do a specific audience, like, because I'm into astrology, and I want to incorporate, like, some funny videos with astrology, but I kind of want to put, like, a little Nate the Great spin on it, so I may do that, but primarily, I'm going to focus on my OnlyFans, my Twitter, my book, and my podcast. That's what I'm focusing on next year, because those are the things that are working. OnlyFans is still popping. I reached 10K on Twitter, so first time I ever went like mini viral somewhere, which is nice. The reason why I wasn't writing my book was for like a combination of many reasons. I was going through depression and I was doing a lot of working and it was a lot with money and stressing about bills and solutions that I had to come up with, problems that I had to solve. And I was just, it was a bigger distraction to me and my creative side. So, but ultimately, y'all know, I suppose y'all, I'm big on astrology. And my path number is 7, which is all about self-reflection, and self-awareness. So with that to be said, y'all know how I always talk about my Tauruses and shit and how I really want a Taurus in my life. And I still want an earth sign, I'm not gonna lie. I do want an earth sign. But yeah, I told y'all like my big three placement is Cancer Sun, Capricorn Moon, Taurus Rising. And sometimes, you know how when you want something, it's based off, like, just what you want, it's your ego, it's just something, you know, and looking, like, at my track record, like, when it comes to earth signs, you know, I was telling one of my besties, who happens to be a Capricorn, I was like, I love my grandma because she's a Virgo, but Virgo men are a little, they're a little self-righteous for me. They're a little, they just think they know everything and like they're better than you because of their intelligence. And it's like, okay, there's nothing wrong with being smart and knowing something, but you don't have to be an ass about it. So they end up trying to like act like they're your teacher or parent more than a partner sometimes, and that's just not my vibe. Like I'm not that weak that I need to be micromanaged, but I do need advice and help. I need an equal, you know what I mean? And I know I was talking about Tauruses because I was like reading about Tauruses and Cancers, and I heard that like they have like really healthy relationships and like they're the best pair in the world. But what I've come to realize is that the other side of Cancers and Taurus is that a lot of times they don't match. Because in the Native American Zodiac book, they kind of break down each sign into three elements. You've got like the basis of, you know, what that sign is, which is the earth, and then you've got the fiery version of it, and then you've got the airy version. They don't have a water version, they just have the element of that you're speaking of specifically, like, and then they have air and so, for example, I just had a brain fart. So, for example, like, for an earth sign, Tauruses are, like, the air sign of the earth signs, because they're very, they're opportunist. They can be a bit flighty. They love to travel their busy bodies. Whereas like a Virgo represents like the earth, like Mother Nature, so that is earth itself. And then a Capricorn represents the fire, like the fiery part of earth, like the volcanic part. So with me being a Cancer sun, with Capricorn moon and Taurus rising, I have a very, I have a rough exterior at times, and I move slow and steady. So having a sun sign that can be a bit airy and wishy-washy may leave me frustrated where I can't keep up, you know what I mean? Like, I've realized that I really don't like a partner that's extremely social. It's not about insecurities. It's just that I'm a very slow and steady person. I don't do a lot of things off rip. I'm not a big party person. A bunch of people I've never met or spoken to, it's just not my vibe. So I don't like just meeting random people just because, like, no, it has to be with purpose and intent. So a person that's very social, I would come off very annoying. And I've learned this in relationships before, because, you know, when you don't love yourself, you always try to get somebody that's the complete opposite of you, right? So you're dating somebody who's over social, has a complete perspective of life, and it clashes with who you really are. The person that you're trying to suppress or act like doesn't exist, or shame. And when I was going through my healing journey, and when I finally started loving myself, I started to appreciate being an introvert, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just a different perspective of being a human being. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, it's just different. And I realized that I want a partner who is similar, because an overly sociable person would not like me. You know, I'm very much an old man. I like my little routine. Don't get me wrong, I'm a freak in the bed. I like to try new things, I like to go places. But it has to be with intent, and I have to feel comfortable around you. I have to trust you. I'm just not a person to just go out with anybody and do anything. So I need someone that can understand that. And with the Taurus, they're a bit sociable. So where I'm a homebody, they might be out and about. And we may clash from time to time. Whereas I told y'all, I love me, like, for example, the way the water signs go in Native American zodiac book is like water elements are like as a Cancer, I represent water. Scorpios represent the fiery part of water because, you know, they're very dark. They dig into the dark side of energy and life itself. And then a Pisces would be like the air sign of water because they're very flighty, they're imaginative, you know, they can hop from one thing to the next, you know what I mean? So everything kind of has its own little basis. So for me, I actually, within my big three, I actually beautifully balance myself out. I've got Cancer Sun, which is like the basis of water, like water itself. And then I have Capricorn Moon, which is the fiery part of Earth. And then I have Taurus Rising, which is the airy part of Earth. So I balance myself out quite nicely. But what I've realized is that I went down all 12 of them. And I got down to Capricorn and I said, that's the one sign that I've had the most intellectual understanding. And don't get me wrong, I've had a very, very, I have very good chemistry, like sexual, physical chemistry with Capricorns. It's just that mental state, like there has to be some substance and conversation and intellect. Like there has to be more than just like small talk. Like I am definitely a person that hates small talk. I want to randomly talk about shit. Like I want to talk about one thing and then talk about something else and then talk about something else. And it kind of like bounces off of things that we talked about. Like, I hate that. Hi, how you doing? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. Oh, that's great. How was your day? It was good. Oh, that's great. What are you doing? Making dinner? What are you eating for dinner? Fish? Oh, that's nice. You got work tomorrow? Like, that is so annoying. Come on. So, I just need to find me a Capricorn that's more intellectual. Because I have realized that throughout my track record, I've had, you know, relationship with Tauruses, but they have been very flighty, where they just be in and out of my life. Whereas I had a high school friend that was a Taurus. I had her as a friend for almost a decade. As a Capricorn, I had a Capricorn high school bestie for like almost 10 years. And then my other bestie, I just recently met back in May. And it's like, I'm paying attention to my life and like who I'm connecting with and who's connecting with me. Cause it's not so much anymore of like who I'm connecting with. I'm trying to see what is attracted to me. And I've noticed like Capricorns are very attracted to me, like intellectually. We just kind of butt heads as far as like that dead air. It's just sometimes dead air. It's not even really clashing too much, because what I've learned about the zodiac sign is like it's best to date someone that has that matches your moon sign, so that you guys understand each other mentally. So me, it would be best for me to date a Capricorn sun, because I have Capricorn moon. And then all I need to do is date somebody with Cancer moon, because I have Cancer sun. So we both understand each other mentally, even though we're opposite of each other. And if you know about astrology, you know how, what date and what year. So that is what I'm going to focus on. And I think that is one of the bigger reasons why. Because as you see in all that little jumble of stuff that I just said, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I'm trying to be specific. Because that's the thing about the universe. When you want something, you got to be specific. So I am trying to put all of my earth energy and be very analytical, but be very sufficient and really think about what I'm asking for. Not focus so much on my ego and what I want, but focus on what is best for me, like intellectually and like spiritually. Because even in the Jewish zodiac book, like when I was a kid, like when I was like 6 and 7 years old, I read that it said that I needed to be with a Capricorn. The way my birthday fell, I needed to be with a Capricorn. Like that would, it would best suit me. So I am not gonna go against the grain anymore. And I'm not going to just listen to my ego and what I want. I am going to trust that I will find a Capricorn. Because I'm on the right track. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want an earth sign. I've been manifesting earth signs ever since 2020. Because I knew after my last relationship, I said, you know what? I know what I want. I know what I want now, and I know what's best for me. This isn't about me being young and dumb anymore. This isn't about me thinking that I need the opposite. Well, and that's the thing. I needed the opposite, like Cancers and Capricorns are, but not in the way that I thought. You know what I mean? Like, it needed to be opposite, but not in the way that you thought. You still need a mental connection and understanding. And there's nothing wrong with you being an analytical and cautious person. There's nothing wrong with that. Those people still live and are sufficient and have fulfilling lives. It's just they do it differently. And I think I just socially got distracted because I started comparing my life to how excavated people live their lives. And it looks exciting and it looks more daring and you take more risk and it looks more fun. But if that doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. So I'm just really at peace with understanding myself more. So I really think that's why I was taking a break from the book, because I really needed to figure out the characteristics that I was specifically looking for. And when I really break it down, I've had longer and deeper connections with Capricorns than any other earth sign. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Y'all know I love my grandmother bits as a Virgo. And me and her bond, and we're very close. But dating Virgos, in my opinion, I just haven't found one that I've connected with mentally. Like, mentally is the thing for me. It's not so... I can get naked with anybody, you know what I mean? Humans can get naked with anybody. That's not the thing. I'm looking at my track record as far as, like, intellectual. And when I look at all three other signs, I've had a deeper connection mentally with Capricorns than the other two earth signs. So it's okay. That works out in my favor because, like, they're the fiery part of the earth signs. And I've got water to cool them down. I've got the airy part of Taurus to cool them down. So I think that I will be able to handle them, and plus I have their mental state, so they understand me, I understand them, and we're sister signs, so we have a understanding of one another, even though we're like light and dark. So yeah, I think it's just teaching. I think this is just going deeper into like my spiritual journey and figuring out other pieces of the puzzle that I didn't realize. So I'm very excited to still be going through my little trial and error, because again, it's not like I stopped or gave up writing. It was just that one, I needed to remember the purpose, and honestly, I'm not even doing it. I'm not even doing it for anybody else. I'm really just writing it for myself. And it's a form of manifestation. Like, that's why I said I'm going to focus on manifesting, like being kinder to myself. Enjoying the small moments. like the everyday stuff. I'm gonna focus on believing in love again, because, you know, I kind of gave up on it. It was feeling shitty. But it's like, no, you can't let the darkness win. You really can't, because if you give up now, then everything you've been through was for nothing. So I'm not gonna let the darkness win, and I'm gonna keep moving forward. And I always have anyway. It's just, you know, I'm a Cancer, I get emotional about shit, but I will pull through, and I will succeed, and I will find my soulmate. And most importantly, I love myself way more than I ever have in my entire life. And I can truly say that, because I have done shit alone. I have wanted to be alone. I have appreciated being alone. I have achieved things alone. I have overcome challenges alone. So I feel, you know, my grandma said that when I moved to my new apartment back in Maine. She said, you just wait until the end of the year, you're gonna feel so much better than you do right now. Because y'all know, when I first moved in here, oh honey, I was stressing. Like, I didn't have no fucking money, I didn't have no furniture, like. But now, it's like, you know, but with the help of my grandma, you know, she come over and put up a few Christmas decorations. So, it's nice, because it, those little things, it reminds me of the positive part of my childhood, you know. So, like, sometimes when I look at the lights, it's a nice thing. And I just have to remember the good and not focus on the bad. But life will do that to you as you get older, because you keep going through stuff, so it's hard not to notice it. But I am much more accomplished. I have done so much in the past year. It's crazy. And now I'm just gonna focus on eating better, exercising, writing this book, staying focused on this podcast, and taking care of my babies, taking care of my doggies. But yeah, I feel better about this year. I don't know. Life's been a big weenie for a minute. And I feel more optimistic about this year coming up. I do. I got a little bit more breathing room in my heart, you know. So, I am I'm very grateful. I mean, I'm sitting here on season 3 of my podcast, on the 43rd episode, and this is all me. You know, this is me believing in myself. This is me saying, no matter what, show up for you. This is me saying, I'm worth it. You know? And you know, I just made up my mind. I just did it. And I'm at season 3. And I'm on the 40th episode. 40 plus episodes. And it's these baby steps. It's these baby steps. So sometimes I have to look at my life and I have to say, Nate, give yourself some grace. You are doing shit. You are achieving things. You done went. It's, yo, your OnlyFans still popping. You done went mini viral on Twitter. You got 10,000 followers. You're on season 3 of your podcast. You moved. You bought a bunch of shit. You've been working like a dog. Give yourself some grace. You know? And now I'm just going to focus on consistency this year coming up and saving. Those are the two main things. Consistency and saving. And being kinder to myself. I mean, I'm definitely getting better, but, you know, there's always room for improvement. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I finally got a birthday I can look forward to. This birthday will be very different for me, though. Next year, I'll be 30. Yeah. Wow, it was weird to say. Yeah. So, I definitely have to celebrate and get a new tattoo for my birthday. Because I'm going to be 30. Like, I do not feel 30. I still feel 18. Like, what? But I look at my face now and I got a few more lines than I used to. And when I smile, you know, I got a few more wrinkles. And I look at myself and I'm like, wow, we made it this far. Because the way life was, I didn't think I would. But I still don't know how I made money. But I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be healthy. I'm grateful to have my peace and my own space. And I am optimistic for a better future. Cheers to all the OGs that stick it out with me. If you have been here since season 1, shout out to you. Shout out to you. It's been a long road coming. Honestly, y'all know I'm going to keep these episodes like between 12 and 20 episodes per season. And I don't know specifically what each thing will be about, but if something big happens, you know we're going to talk about it. But what I really did want to talk about was, like I was saying earlier, I got some stuff off Temu. And let me tell you, Temu is popping, okay? They got some shit now. They little deals they be going on. They got some stuff. And I got me some headphones. I basically bought me $250 worth of stuff for only $50. I got me some new headphones, which is really like my nighttime headphones when like when I'm on like my chill sites or whatever. Because I've realized that my red headphones that I have, They may be busted up on the outside, like the little the little material is coming loose. But when I tell you the sound is banging, like the sound is beautiful on those bitches. So even they're even better than some of the like wireless headphones that I get, because they're not, I mean, not wireless, but they're the, like the headphones, not the little earbuds. And those headphones are, they're wireless, but they are beautiful. Them little speakers in there, immaculate. And I've had it for so long, so I decided that I'm not gonna get rid of them. I end up just getting me some better ones that people can hear me better on those other headphones. They can hear me better on those. So that's gonna be lit. I told you I got me some, a really nice Christmas outfit. But it's not Christmassy at all. But it's a really nice outfit. I don't buy me a lot of outfits, so Timu, shout out to you, because I did not want to spend $25 on one shirt and then $25 on a pair of pants and $50 to $60 on a pair of shoes, and that's cheap. You know what I'm saying? And then that's one outfit. And I'm not talking about accessories or, you know, a jacket. So no. I end up getting some chargers. I did not know that they had a wireless charger for Android. You know those iPhone chargers that you charge up and then you like plug it up to your phone charger and it just plugs and it's like that little brick. I didn't know that they had those for Android. I thought they were just for iPhone. So shout out to you, Timu, and shout out to the brand. They have Android version of those wireless chargers. So awesome, awesome, awesome. What else did I get? I got a mop, and I know what you're thinking. It's like a Swiffer widget, so it's not like a regular mop that you gotta like squeeze out. It's like a Swiffer widget with a washable and reusable pad. So it's like a sponge pad, but like scruffy enough to pick up dirt and, you know, mop. But then also like you can, it's Velcro, so you can tear it off and you can wash it. Beautiful. Hello. Absolutely gorgeous. And it's got a cute little, like in the front, it's got a little water tank where you can put like water, you know, cleaning supplies in there. And it has a spraying mechanism, so it can spray and mop as you go. And then when you're done mopping, you take the bottom part of the mop off, the Velcro part, put it in the washer, clean it, dry it, slap it back on. And it's very simple. You had to put the mop together and everything, but it was very efficient. In my opinion, I think it's better than a Swiffer widget. So, shout out to Timu. What else did I get? Headphones, chargers, charger brick. I got me a fast charger brick. I got me some outfits. Oh, that's right. I ended up getting me another cover. I got me a black bed cover, because I just had my blue one, but this one I found out Timu was like really, really soft, like the cotton was really, really soft. And I have I've got a queen size mattress, so it's a big comforter. But yeah, that was nice. And then I was able to get my grandma a birthday present. You know, she always wants to go to Paris. And, you know, it's super expensive. So I thought, you know, just bring Paris to you. So in any little way that I can, like whenever I have a little extra money, like I just buy little things Paris related so that, like, you know, she'll have a little bit of Paris with her, you know, as the time goes by. So I got her a really cute blanket, and it'll be cute because she's got her pillow when she comes over to visit, and I just got a cute little warm blanket to use. So I'm excited about that for the holidays. And what else did I get? Oh, and lastly, I know this is the craziest thing, but I ended up getting me a dildo on Temu. I know what you're thinking, like, oh my god. No, I'm not sticking it up my booty hole. I'm not blowing my butt hole out. I just want to do, like, some spicy, like, oral content for my OnlyFans. But, like, it's actually really nice. It's remote control. Man, do these dicks, like, these dildos, I didn't realize how, like, realistic they are. Because this is, like, my first one. As gay as I am, I've never had a dildo before. Because, like, I just, like, my favorite thing is, like, sucking dick. Like, have, like, when people be, like, blowing out their booty holes, like, just masturbating, like, boy, like, what is wrong with you? That's what the real thing is for, if you gonna do that. So, I never got pleasure out of doing, like, blowing my own ass out like that. I don't know. I'm just an old man like that. Like, if I don't blow my booty hole out, like, it need to be the real thing. Like, not some rubber. I don't know. I just don't do it. But I will say, second on those things are nice because, like, they're really, like, the texture is, like, real realistic. And I end up getting some new followers in my OnlyFans. So, you know, they obviously like what they're looking at. But yeah, shout out to Temu because I was able to get a lot of things for the house. I was able to get some things for myself. I was able to get some outfits, some Christmas presents. So yeah, I really enjoy Temu. I hope that they keep up the good work and there's no, like, bullshit with them, like, later on, because yeah, they're doing a good job. So I hope, I hope everybody is having a good end of the year, and you end out the year on a good note. Hope everybody feeling warm for the holidays. Last night was cold as hell. It wasn't cold because, I mean, the winter, especially around this time, used to be in, like, below zero. So, but let me tell you, it was like 31 degrees yesterday, last night, but the wind made it feel like it was 25, and I had the heat on, like, on the floor, so the heat would rise up from the floor on up. And it was still chilly in here. I said, oh, Lord, it's cold. You know it's cold when you got the heat on and it's been running and it's still cold in here. But it's actually been warming up today. But, Lord, it was cold. So make sure y'all bundle up. I heard the Christmas was going to be decent, but it was still going to be pretty chilly. So y'all stay safe out there. Eat responsibly, drink responsibly, fuck responsibly, you know what I'm saying? But I hope everybody has a good new year with Lord. Between 2020 and 2023, these past 2 years have been bunk water, and I know I'm not the only one. I have seen so many Instagram memes talking about how 2020, between 2020 and 2023 have been, like, very, very shitty for a lot of people. Like, they've just been going through it. So, I'm excited to see the new changes and the energies and the shifts, because as earthy, down earth as I can be, I'm ready for a little change. Like, not with my peace, but, like, seeing better, seeing love, seeing peace and patience, not manipulation and bullshit. Like, we're good at, you know, that's, I'm ready for the shift in that. It's been a lot of suffering, it's been a lot of hard truths, you know. Been a lot of hoopla. So. Yeah. Shout out to Betty White. Her anniversary is coming up very soon. I think it's been like 2 years now. So, ooh-wee. And I keep watching the Golden Girls too. They've got Golden Palace, and they had season 2 of Golden Palace online, and now they just got season 1. And I think they didn't have season 2 because they said, like, season 2 was very hard for them to make because Sophia, she was getting dementia, like, in real life. Because, you know, she was old. So, it was hard for them to still do the show. And I don't know, I just got so sentimental with these women out here. The only person that was still alive. Well, no, when I was a kid, Sophia wasn't alive. I think she died. No, let me see. I think I was alive when Sophia died. But once I grew up and knew who the Golden Girls was, I think she had passed away. But when I was growing up and I knew about the Golden Girls, Blanche, Dorothy, and Rose were still alive. Like, they were still alive. So yeah, it was just weird. Like, I think Dorothy died somewhere in like the early 2000s, and so did Blanche. Blanche died in 2008, right before Obama was president, and then Betty White dies right before her 100th birthday. So I don't know. I think I'm just going through like a spiritual thing because I've been watching them a lot. And, you know, it's just different when you're looking at little rom-coms and you're looking at young people all the time. And then when you look at older people, you just get that different vibe. You see a different perspective. So I think that's what it is, because I think my tism is just like trying to hear something or listen to something. Something I'm trying to absorb, but she has definitely been heavy on my heart. So I am very, very reflective for the end of the year. Yeah. But with all my reflection, it's like, I feel good because I've accomplished a lot. Like, I've done a lot. As hard as I am on myself, like, I've accomplished a lot. So, I got my home. I got my dogs. I got my grandma. I got my Soul Collective. I got myself. I got my peace. You know, I got my health. So, I'm very grateful. Oh, me, oh my. Don't even seem like I've been talking for 50 minutes. But I have. I know I be rambling sometime, but I still give you guys this hour because I'm only going to be dropping 12 episodes minimum, opposed to when I was doing 30. So I still want them to be as full as possible. And then plus with me rambling, I talk about other shit within the main topic of what I'm trying to say. So I know y'all don't mind, because I see my views and they stay consistent. So I know y'all fucks with me, and I appreciate it. So here's to the season. Here's to the love and the consistency. Thank you all for kicking with me all this time. It honestly, I've got to say, I am a completely different person from 3 years ago. To sit here and remember a version of myself living in somebody else's house, crying my eyes out, just trying to find an outlet, and I decide I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna chicken out or make excuses. I'm just gonna go out here and I'm gonna do it. And I'm in a completely different space. I have my peace. And I have myself and I have you guys. And I just wanna say thank you, thank you, thank you. This podcast, it means a lot to me, you know. Like I told you guys in the beginning, this is like my little time capsule. And I must say, I get a lot of inspiration from my Soul Collective. I have another Cancer buddy, bestie, and she teaches me to believe in myself. Her being another Cancer, you know, our dreams are similar, like in how we approach things. So we know, like, when you're doing things the right way, you're not gonna be popular right away. You know what I mean? Like, it's slow and steady. But in that slow and steady is, you know, frustration, you know, hesitation, impatientness. So we are very dedicated to staying consistent in who we are and what we are, even if it's not a bunch of people listening. For example, I couldn't quite cut it with mainstream social media. What I mean by that is like TikTok, Instagram, like the whole making videos, dancing, that type of shit. I didn't really get into that. I never could get on that trend. But people like seeing me naked, they'll listen to me intellectually, but I have to do it on certain places for certain faces. So for me, Twitter works for me, but not Instagram. TikTok is in between. I've got my podcast on Spotify, and I've got my book for me. So I just did a little bit of trial and error. But for her, she is on TikTok, and when she gets on her lives, it's only like 5 to 10 people, just like it is for me. I only get about 10 to 20 views per video. But I remember a time when I would post something and I only got 3 views, and I was jumping for joy. And you know why? Because 4 people were listening to my shit. And now I can get on here and 20 people do. So it's like, yeah, it's a slow process. It's not happening overnight. And I wasn't, before we were on Spotify, everybody knows this used to be Anchor FM, you know? So I've been here for a minute. This ain't just my first year. This ain't my first rodeo. But it's not about rushing to the top and being super famous. When I'm making to the top and I'm there, I'll have years of videos. All this to say, all this to talk about. So I'll be more rich in quality by going slow and steady than rushing it with the little bit that I have now. So I applaud her for her dedication, because we both have cancer sons, so our ego get the best of us sometimes and we feel discouraged. Like, why am I doing this if I'm barely being seen? But in reality, you doing these things that make you happy aren't for other people. They're for you. They bring you joy. That's why you're doing them. So to remember that and to pace yourself is important. That's why you guys notice how last season was 12 and the other season was 30. Because the first season I got overexcited. You know, I'm like, ooh, I gotta do this and do this and do this. And it was like, no, you don't. I even went to a marketing company, and while I was working with them, they were like, oh yeah, if your episodes are an hour long, you don't need to be making, you know, 30 to 50 episodes a year. So that's why I narrowed it down, because I can do 12, I can do once a month. But trying to do it twice every 2 weeks and in between holidays, like, it gets tedious. And then again, I don't want to just be throwing bullshit at you guys. That's not what this is about. It's about freely expressing myself about everyday life. Sometimes it might be super serious. Sometimes it might be simple. Sometimes it might be toxic. Sometimes it may be daydream. Sometimes it may be political. Sometimes it may be religious. That's what I am. Like, I'm spicy like that. So I like to just let me go with the flow with things. Y'all know the first season I tried to come up in here and be so structured with story times and political stuff and celebrity gossip, only to really come to the realization that I was becoming a cliche like everybody else. And then my story times were decent. I could have did my story times, but they were giving more reflection to the life of my childhood. And I realized, okay, I'm not going to be very honest with myself going down memory lane, knowing what I know now about my family and about what I've been through in my childhood. So it just seemed a little unauthentic to be doing that. So that's why I narrowed it down to 12 episodes. And when I come on, I just talk about what I feel. It's not so much trying to talk about a specific topic, because I notice when I talk freely, I talk about more shit than if I was trying to write it down. So yeah, I'm just gonna try to go with the flow, relax a little bit more, not be so tense about how everything needs to be done, because clearly I'm on season 3. I've got an average of 20 people listening to me every episode. So if I wasn't being heard or wasn't important, people wouldn't be listening to me. So that's just another way of me staying positive and looking at the glass half empty instead of half full. I mean, instead of looking at it half full instead of half empty. But I love and appreciate all of my listeners. As we come up on the last 30 seconds, I just want to say thank you for enjoying the premiere of Season 3, Episode 43 of Late with Nate. It has been a pleasure rocking with y'all, and I cannot wait for future episodes and future seasons. I love you guys so much. Happy New Year's, happy holidays, stay safe out there, and most importantly, peace, love, light. Good night.